Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Anything else?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you and good evening. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, joined by my husband, my wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, who's on the road on tonight. And it is time to pray. We at the New Creation Christian Ministries Church family welcome you to our time of prayer. It is time to pray. There's a scripture that the Lord put in my spirit, Jeremiah 29, starting with verse 11, and I'm going to read down to verse 14. Hear now the reading of the word of the Lord, Jeremiah 29, starting with verse 11, going down to verse 14. And the Lord is speaking here through the prophet Jeremiah. Hallelujah. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again unto the place which I caused you to be carried away captive. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord is speaking. He says, you shall call unto me, and I shall hearken unto you. I shall hear you. And the Lord tells us to come to him and cry to him and pray to him. He will hear our prayers, and he will answer our prayers. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on tonight. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. As you said in your word, that if we come to you and we pray to you and we call upon you, that you will hearken unto us, that you will hear our prayer, and you will bring us from that place of captivity, God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that you have your ear inclined to hear our prayer, and we are coming to you, O God. Hallelujah, boldly to the throne of grace, believing that you hear us. Believing, O God, that as we pray according to your will, O God, that you will establish our words, Father God, that you, Father God, will answer our prayer, that you will manifest the answer to our prayers, O God. Lord, we believe by faith that there is nothing impossible for you. We believe by faith, O God, that you have a good plan for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and the future. Lord, we believe that our future is bright. We believe, O God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We believe, O God, that you're bringing us to that special place, that you're bringing us to a promised land, that you're bringing us to our own personal canon, O God. We believe, O God, that you're bringing us to that blessed place, O God. And Lord, we are trusting you on today, God. Believing, O God, hallelujah, believing in your word, believing in your promises, believing, O God, in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. When Jesus hung on the cross, he declared these words. He said, "It is finished." And God, we believe on tonight that it is finished. We believe on tonight that no weapon formed against us, your people, can prosper. We believe that we are the head and not the tail. We believe tonight that we are above and never beneath. We believe that we are not the sick trying to get well, but we are the healed of the Lord that the devil's been trying to make sick. We believe, oh God, hallelujah, that you have given us all power, and we possess all power over all the power of the enemy, over all the power of the evil one, over all the power of Satan, over all the power of the devil. We believe and we exercise that power on tonight. We believe that our power is in our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. We believe that our power is in the word of God. We believe that our power is in the cross of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you on tonight. We believe that there is power in our praise, oh God. We believe you on tonight. God, we walk by faith and not by sight. And no matter what it looks like, oh God, we declare and decree that your word is sets the standard. Your word sets the standard in our lives. That we believe only what your word says, oh God. We believe, oh God, in the promises that have been set before us, oh God. We believe that we can take, hallelujah, our enemy. We can possess the promises. We believe that we can prosper. We believe, oh God, hallelujah, that we are successful, oh God. As you told Joshua, be strong and very courageous. Let not this word depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Then you shall make your way prosperous and have good success. So, Lord, we are like Joshua on today. Lord, delighting in your word, like you said in the book of Psalms, as we delight in your word, meditating on that word, God, hallelujah, we will be like trees planted by the rivers, and everything that we do shall prosper. So, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for your word. We thank you, Lord, that we are not a people destined to fail, but we are a people destined to succeed. We thank you, hallelujah, that the joy that you've given us, oh God, this world cannot take it away. Lord, we thank you that this joy is our strength, oh God, hallelujah, declaring unto every enemy that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So, Lord, we stand united. We stand united, ha, hallelujah, knowing that there is strength in numbers. So, Lord, bless every person on this prayer line right now in the name of Jesus. Bless every person, Father God, that hearken to the call to come and assemble themselves to a time of prayer, touching and agreeing, oh God. Touching and agreeing. Lord, we pray, hallelujah, for this United States of America. We pray for the President, Barack Obama, oh God. We pray for his family. Lord, we ask that you give him wisdom on tonight, God. Even as he, Father God, is dealing with Syria and Russia and all the other nations, oh God. We ask that you would give him wisdom, oh God. Lord, protect us, oh God. Protect the USA, oh God. Protect us from all harm. Protect us from nuclear weapons. Protect us, oh God, from the enemy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said if you could find 10 righteous, oh God, that you will preserve the land, that you won't afflict us like you did Sodom and Gomorrah. God, we thank you for the remnant, oh God, huh, that is assembled on this line. We thank you for the remnant, oh God, that has not bowed down to Satan. We thank you for the remnant, oh God, hallelujah, that is seeking after you with everything in us, oh God. We are the remnant, oh God, and there are many more, oh God, hallelujah, who have not bowed. And God, we thank you, Lord, that the United States of America stands on the shoulders of the remnant, oh God, those who will pray, those who will lift up their voices, those who will be like the wailing women, those who will cry out to you, those who will bow down to you, those who will turn down their plates, those who will fast and pray. God, we pray for the United States of America. Lord, have mercy on this country. You said that my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Ha, hallelujah. Will turn from their evil ways. Ha, will repent. You said then you will hear from heaven and you will heal their land. Oh, God, we are your people. And America is our land, oh God. So we are praying to you, God. Have mercy, God. Have mercy on the United States of America. Have mercy on your people. Have mercy on the President of the United States, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. Lord, we have sinned. We have sinned before you. We repent, God, on this prayer line. We repent on the behalf of the USA. We repent, God. Forgive us of our trespasses. Forgive us of our sins, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we need you on tonight. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you for your hedge of protection around us. We thank you for your hedge of protection around us. We thank you for your hedge of protection around our families, God. Lord, bless every member of this prayer line. Bless every family, God, who is assembled here on tonight. Bless every person who is represented on tonight, God. Let this prayer touch every household, oh God. Lord, let this prayer go and touch every child, touch every grandchild, every great-grandchild, Lord. Lord, let this prayer, Father God, overflow like oil down Aaron's beard, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you know the needs that are represented on this prayer line on tonight, God. And we are coming, Father God, on the behalf of your people. We are coming, Father God, on the behalf of the USA. We're coming on behalf of our respective cities, oh God, where we live, oh God. Bless each and every city that's represented here on tonight, God. Bless our homes and bless our neighbors and bless our neighborhoods, oh God, and bless, oh God, hallelujah, every city in New Jersey, every city in Georgia, every city in North Carolina, every city in Florida, oh God, bless our cities, oh God, in the name of Jesus, ha, have your way, God, ha. Oh, God, have your way, have your way. Let your will be done, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand on tonight, God, and we say, have your way. Lord, help us. Draw us nearer. Draw us nearer to the cross. Lord, draw us nearer. Start with us, God. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer, not my mother, not my father, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer, God. We're standing in the need of prayer. We are the remnant, God. We are those who have taken time out to pray. We are those, God, who know that we are not perfect, God. Put us back on the potter's wheel, God. Mold us and shape us and form us, oh God. Lord, make us and create us into who you have established that we are. We are new creations in Christ, God. The old has passed away. I bind up the spirit of guilt. I come against that spirit of condemnation, that spirit of shame, that spirit of low self-esteem, that spirit of worthlessness. I come against that spirit of frustration and that spirit of discouragement on tonight. And I speak hope, joy, encouragement, and power to you on tonight. Some of you on this prayer line, you feel like you come to the end of your rope. But God says, be encouraged on tonight. God says he is strengthening the weak. He is strengthening those weak areas on tonight. He's strengthening those areas of discouragement. Be encouraged, says the Lord. I am the Lord. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that sends hope in the middle of hopeless situations. I am the Lord that sends joy in the middle of discouragement. I give you robes of righteousness, huh? I give you robes of righteousness to cover the stain of sin. God says, rejoice in me. And again, I say, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Do not be discouraged by your circumstances. Do not be discouraged by what you see. The just shall walk by faith. Hallelujah. The just shall walk by faith. Hallelujah. Jesus died on the cross for the completed work in your life. God is faithful. He's faithful to complete the work that he has begun in you. Trust in the Lord tonight. Lean not to your own understanding, but trust in God and not acknowledge him in all of your ways. He shall lift you up. He shall direct your path. He shall give you good success. He shall prosper you. God shall strengthen you. He shall anoint you with power from on high. God can change that situation. Oh, God, we bless your name tonight. We worship you on tonight, and we magnify your name. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for allowing us to come to pray. We thank you for calling us to time to pray. And even as Pastor Anthony is on his way from the hospital, on tonight, we lift up Evangelist Elizabeth Page. We lift her up to you on tonight, God. We declare that by the stripes of Christ, she is healed. By the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, she is healed. We declare every organ lined up in order to your word, God. Hallelujah. We call her heart to function. We call her livers, her kidneys, her cells. Every atom, every neutron, oh God, in her body, every fiber, every sinew, oh, every bone, every piece of tissue, the skin, oh God, we call every divine orchestration into order right now in the name of Jesus. Every part of her body fitly knit together. We call everything into order right now, and we declare total healing over the life of Evangelist Elizabeth Page right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way. You know what you are doing, God. You know, God, you know the plans that you have for her, plans to prosper her and not to harm her, plans to give her a hope and a future. So we thank you for your hands of healing over her life. We thank you and we praise you, we worship you, and we magnify your name. So, Lord, have your way in Jesus' name. We pray for Carmen Callow right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing over her life. We come against the spirit of discombobulation. We come against the spirit of dizziness, nausea, in the name of Jesus. That spirit of imbalance, that spirit of confusion that will try to come and get her off balance. We bind up every spirit, every demon on assignment to come against her body, to come against her balance, to come to bring turbulence to her body. And we declare and decree that she is healed. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we declare total healing over Carmen's life. I come against the spirit of retaliation as God is lifting her up and elevating her. And I declare and decree by the power invested in me, by the blood of Jesus, as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as a prophet of the Most High God and a shepherd of his flock, I declare that she is healed. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God, release your power. Touch Carmen right now, God. Lay your hands on her. Right now, lay your hands on her. None of more kosher like shut up, mama. Oh, God. We thank you for healing. That's it. Holy Ghost fire. We thank you for healing, God. I thank you for healing, God. I thank you for healing, God. I thank you for healing, Carmen, God. In the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Christ, the blood of Jesus, she is the healed of the Lord. She is the healed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So, Lord, even as we continue with this prayer line, we say, have your way. Lord, we lift up the city of Newark, New Jersey, Mama Koshalekin, and every city, every urban city. And we pray against senseless shootings, senseless murders, oh God, people killing each other, God. We ask, Father God, right now, Father God, for you to stop the violence. Lord, peace be still in Newark. Peace be still. Peace be still. Lord, we ask for souls to be saved and lives to be changed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. We just thank you. Even as we take this first prayer request, oh God, from Tina Lane, God, we pray, Father God, for the city of Newark. Tina has asked that we pray for the city of Newark. She's asked that we pray for senseless murders to stop. Pray for peace in the streets, that the people would live in peace instead of resting in peace. My God. Tina has asked that we pray for her sister, for God's continued blessings over her life, and also that we would pray for her, and that she would continue to rejoice in the presence of God. Hallelujah. even as it matters, she has declared over her own life that it's manifestation time. So, Lord, we lift up this prayer request to you right now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray specifically for the city of Newark. Lord, even as Newark has been in the news with all the killings, all the senseless killings, God, all the senseless murders, no reason at all, for no reason at all, God. Lord, we pray for the city of Newark right now, God. Whatever that those spirits are, those demons are, Father God, that are controlling those streets, Father God, we bind them up right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak peace over the city of Newark, God. We speak salvation over the city of Newark, deliverance and healing. We speak revival over the city of Newark right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for peace in the streets, oh God. Hallelujah. That the people would put down their guns, that they would put down their knives, that they would put down their gang colors, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they would live in peace and to the rest in peace. No more senseless murders. No more, oh God. Oh, God, no more senseless murders, no more senseless shootings, no more shootings, no more drive-bys, no more walk-bys, no more snipers in the streets of Newark. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh, God. Bless every church in Newark. Bless every church on assignment in the city of Newark. God, let there be a revival in the city. Let there be a revival in the churches, Father God, where there would be hallelujah, a united stance, oh God, to stop the killings, oh God. Lord, let your spirit take over our churches, Lord, so that like the rivers of Ezekiel, that your spirit, your anointed waters would flow from the houses, oh God, that every church, when every person goes to church, God, when they come out of the church, God, that they will come out filled with your power. Lord, let us, your people, oh God, be filled with your power, oh God, that people would be healed by our shadows, God, that when people come out of our churches, when we come out of our churches, God, let us be so full of the Holy Ghost, God, that our feet would touch, oh God, the soles of our feet would touch, God, that where people would be apprehended by your Holy Ghost, God, that people would be healed and delivered by our shadow, God, that people would bow down and say, what must I do to be saved, oh God? Lord, we're praying for revival, not only in Newark, but in every major city, God, in every city, in the United States of America, every country abroad, God. We're praying for revival, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for God's continued blessings over Tina's sisters, Lisa and Kim, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you was, oh God, heal, deliver, and set free, God. Loose every chain, oh God. Loose, destroy every yoke, God, that's trying to come over these sisters, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bring restoration to this family, healing to this family, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We know you can do it. We know you are able. You can do everything but fail. Touch Tina. Touch her sisters, oh God. Lord, restore. Strengthen, ha. Oh God, ha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get the glory out of this family, God. Let the light that's on Tina, Father God, resonate through her household, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, do a new thing in this household, in the Lane house, God. We send your power. We send your spirit. We send your blessings, oh God, into that household, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, break every chain, ha! Woo, God! Break every chain, every yoke, ah! Destroy every yoke, God! In the name of Jesus, ha! In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you. Bless Sister Tina, oh God. Use her for your glory, God. Lord, give her peace in the middle of the storm. Let her continue to rejoice in you, God. Let her continue to rejoice in your presence, oh God. Let her continue to go deeper into a place of worship, oh God. Ah, we thank you. Now, touch and agree with her right now. That is manifestation time in her life, God. Lord, that is manifestation time in her life. I thank you and I praise you for Sister Tina Lane. I thank you for her life. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I bind up Satan off of her future, off of her life, and I declare manifest the blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. It's time to open up the prayer line. Pastor Emily, I don't know if you can speak. I don't know if you're ready. Come on. I see your hand, caller. Amen. Pastor Emily, if you could come on, just press. Pastor Emily, your mic is open. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, honey. Amen. Pastor Emily is in transit. He's on his way back from the hospital. Amen. So he cannot speak right now. But we just thank God for him being with us. Amen. Caller, I see your hand. Area code 908. Your mic is open. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus,
yes.
for opening up this prayer line, Father God. Father God, we come to your presence humble, Father God, and we thank you that this connection has been opened. We thank you that the doors have been opened, oh, Father God. Father God, yes. we embrace your presence, Father God. We ask that you pour out on us right now, Father God. Give us new revelations. Give us new strength, Father God. Give us the meat and understanding of your word, Father God. Allow
yeah.
the seed of your word to land on good ground, Father God. Father God, teach us how to be good stewards and teach us how to be good stewards in the world, Father God. Teach us how to be examples and lights to others, Father God, as we walk to and fro the earth, Father God. Let us be true ambassadors for your name and for your glory, Father God. Father God, right now we pray for the sick, shut in, and bereaved, Father God. Father God, we pray for those who are lost and they need your word, Father God. We pray that they will be led to Christ, Father God, not any strange false doctrine, Father God, but the pure word of your unadulterated word, Father God. We pray that more will come into the kingdom, Father God. We pray that more will want Jesus, that more will want to yearn for Jesus and the true yes. word of the gospel, Father God. We pray for more soldiers. We pray for more generals. We pray for more workers in your vineyard in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, you said the harvest is truly great, Father God. So we pray for more workers, more laborers in your kingdom, Father God. We pray for new converts, Father God. We pray
yes.
that more will come to awesome. Christ, Father God, and be delivered from the power of the devil and be converted to the power of Christ, Father God. Father God, we pray for our president, Father God. Keep giving him wisdom and understanding on how to lead and guide the country, Father God. Allow him to make right decisions. Allow him to make godly decisions, Father God. Incorporate your will into the decisions of the government, Father God. We want your will to be incorporated in the decisions of this country, oh, Father God, in the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray that your name continue to be magnified and lifted up, Father God, and that you will reveal yourself and show yourself strong, Father God, and on the behalf of your people, Father God. Teach them how to have more faith in you, Father God. Teach them more spiritual
yes,
principles. Teach them more spiritual principles that you would want them to understand and that you would want them to know, Father God. Allow them to walk in the realm of reality and understand that your word is true, Father God, and allow them to have realness, Father God, realness, not superstition or hypotheses or guesses or assumptions, Father God, but allow them to walk in the realness of your word, Father God, in the mighty name
yes.
of Jesus. Allow your people to walk and realness and not hypocrisy, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We pray over the little children, Father God, that you watch over them and keep them safe, Father God. And we pray that you bless the little children, Father God, even as they go to school, Father God. Allow them to go safely and learn and have a good education and come back home safely in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Keep your angels around the little children and around the babies, Father God. Keep them covered in the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep them away from the strangers and the child molesters and the kidnappers, Father God. We rebuke the hand of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, we know that the devourer is already rebuked, Father God. Teach your people how to gain substance and how to gain wisdom and how to gain skills, Father God, so they could be productive in this society, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Teach them and show them their gifts that they have to make revenue in this world, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Yeah. Teach your people how to gain substance, Father God. Teach them that put their hands to work, Father God. Teach them that they have the ability to gain wealth, Father God, for you put it in them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Bless your people, Father God. Pour out on your people, Father God. Father God, give your people the Holy Ghost, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Teach them how to rely on the power of the Holy Ghost and rely on the power of the Holy Spirit and not rely on flesh, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we rebuke flesh and we tell flesh to decrease so God can increase, Father God. We tell flesh to decrease so the Holy Spirit can increase, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, show yourself strong, Father God, for we believe in your word, Father God. We know that your name is powerful. Your name is above all names. So we lift up Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Father God. We lift up Jesus wherever we go. We lift up Jesus wherever we go, in the workplace, at home, on the street corner, Father God, at the bus stop, at the traffic light, Father God, even in rush hour traffic, Father God. We lift up the name of Jesus and the power of his name and the power of his blood, Father God, for he made us overcomers over 2,000 years ago, and his blood still has power. His word still has power. His name still has power. His name is still mighty in all the earth, Father God. Show the world who you are, Father God, even amongst the heathen, Father God. Show them that you are the Lord, Father God, and that you are the only way, Father God, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, let your power just overflow, Father God. Show yourself strong, your light and your glory and your power, Father God. We rebuke the proud and lofty, and we lift up the name of Jesus, Father God. Let the name of Jesus be magnified and be glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. God bless you, Minister Audrey Singley. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining your voice in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. At this time, we're going to take prayer requests. If anybody else has a prayer request or a prayer for New Creation Christian Ministry, that's Minister Audrey Singley. We praise God. Amen. For him joining our ranks and the remnant over at New Creation Christian Ministries. God is just doing a mighty work over at our church, and we're thanking God for the laborers who are coming into the vineyard. Amen. But that is what our prayer is, that God will send in more. Hallelujah. More prayer warriors. Amen. We thank God for every prayer warrior. Amen. Lord, we love you. We bless your name. We worship you on today. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Pastor Emily, your mic is open. God bless you, honey. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. I was listening, and I just thank God. Amen. For you, Ms. Andre, and those. It was my first time being able to talk, but I am in transit. I just left the hospital, and we'll continue to pray for Evangelist Elizabeth Page. She's in good spirits. So I thank God for this prayer line. I shared with her that as a church, we were praying for her tonight, and we felt the Spirit of God in that hospital room. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, all the glory. God is an awesome God. He's a real God. He's a God who shows himself mighty and shows himself strong. So we thank God for the manifestation and demonstration of his power in every situation.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And Pastor, if there are any more prayer requests, again, we believe the power of God is on this line. we want to touch and agree with you on tonight. Many are going through so much, but we believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. The Bible says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that we all might be healed. So we are here to bear each other's burdens, and we thank God because we're two or more gathered.
Where
two or more are gathered, the word says, we touch and agree, we shall have what we ask of him. So I thank God that we are touching and agreeing tonight. We are in unity on one accord. And just like the day of Pentecost when Holy Father God, Holy Ghost invaded the earth, we thank God for these Tuesday night prayer line and this intercessory prayer team that God has assembled and is assembling. Hallelujah. So if you have something, a situation going on, a loved one, you have whatever it is, we are here to pray with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. If you need a prayer, if you have a prayer request, you can press 1, and we will be more than happy to pray for you. Amen. And to pray with you. If you just press 1, amen. Anytime during this prayer, if you press 1, we will see your hand, and we will lift up your prayer request. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. Even as we're waiting for the prayer request, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for New Creation Church, oh God, New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the church, oh God. We ask, Father God, for that church specifically, oh God, that you will continue, Father God, to raise up warriors, that you will continue to raise up those who will pray, that you will continue to raise up the laborers, oh God, that you will continue, Father God, hallelujah, to send in the givers, oh God. Lord, we thank you for every person that you have assigned to 1482 Maple Avenue, God. We thank you, Lord, for every person that you have given us the privilege to pastor, oh God. And Lord, we ask, Father God, right now that you will bless each and every member of New Creation Christian Ministries, God, that you will bless their households, that you will bless their families, that you will bless their children, that you will bless their marriages, oh God. Lord, we ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you will continue, Father God, to draw them nearer to you, oh God. Let them walk in closer relationship with you, oh God. Give us each, Father God, a greater revelation of who you are, Father God, and what your plan is for our lives. Lord, we love you on today. Lord, I pray for our church, Father God, that you would increase the number. Father God, we are still believing you for 500,000 plus souls this year beyond our reach, Father God, not just the local assembly, but every person that we meet, Father God, that we touch, Father God, that they would be ignited with a spirit of evangelism, Father God, to go forth and evangelize. Let us not be selfish, oh God, but let us, Father God, snatch some from the very pits of hell, God. Lord, I pray for my mother, Mother May Thomas, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for her life, God. I thank you, Lord, for giving her a church home. Even as I was her pastor, we were her pastors for many years, God. We thank you, Lord, even as she relocated to Florida, that you've given her pastor Valerie Houston, oh God, of AME, Allen AME Church there in Sanford, oh God. We pray for Mother May Thomas. We pray for Pastor Valerie Houston, oh God. We pray, Father God, for all of those impacted by the Trayvon Martin tragedy, oh God. And Lord, we pray for peace in Sanford. We pray for racial unity in Sanford, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for Mother May Thomas and my siblings, my brothers and my sisters, my in-laws, oh God. Oh, my family, God. Hallelujah. My daughter, my children, oh God. Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for every child represented here on tonight. As Minister Andre prayed, that we hold back the hand of the pedophile, God. We break every generational curse. We come against the spirit of molestation. We come against the spirit of pedophilia. We come against the spirit of perversion. We come against every spirit that's not like you, oh God. And we declare, oh God, that you will give us a heart inclined to follow your way, to follow your will. Father, we pray, Father God, hallelujah, for those assembled on this line, Sister Maria, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you for her household. We thank you for her family, God. Even as she just celebrated a birthday, oh God, we thank you for giving her another year of life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for blessing her as only you can bless her, God. We thank you for the people that you put in her life and giving her peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for giving her joy, unspeakable joy, oh God. Continue to let your hand move in her life, God. Lord, we love you today, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, we don't have any hands raised for prayer requests. I don't know if you have any other comments or remarks or prayers that you want to lift up, if the Lord has anything that he's put on your heart.
No, we want to continue to pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to continue to pray. To God be the glory. Father, in your son Jesus' name, Lord, you said in your word, whatever we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. And right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind up everything that's not of you in this hour. Father God, we bind up sickness right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for all of those who are struggling, those struggling with addictions. We come against pharmacia right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We come against that controlling spirit. Father God, hallelujah. And
hallelujah.
We come against the spirit of alcoholism. We come against that spirit of low self-esteem. We come against the spirit of poverty right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
that
God.
Spirit of infirmity, the spirit of sickness that's trying to oppress your people. Right now, we bind that demon up. We bind that devil up on assignment.
Yes.
And we say, Lord, have your way. Every
have
sick
your way.
Person on this prayer line, every sick being healed right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of depression trying to come on the children of God. And right now, Father God, we pray for peace, a greater peace right now, a greater anointing to destroy every yoke. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we bind up that spirit right now that's trying to get us not to believe. We bind up the spirit of unbelief tonight, and we shall walk by faith and not by sight. So we pray for every household on this prayer line. We pray for every single parent. We pray for every married couple. We pray for every teenager, every college student. We pray right now for every parent, every grandparent, every grandchild, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the family to you tonight, the family unit, Lord. Bless the family. Bring families back together on one accord. The family that prays together stays together.
Yes.
The family that worships together, goes to church together, have devotions together, stay together. So, Lord, we pray for stronger families in this day. We pray right now for unity between husbands and wives. We pray right now for children to honor their parents in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Father God, for your church. We pray for the universal church. We pray for the local church. We pray for new creation church in the name of Jesus. 1482 Maple Avenue. Lord Minister, hallelujah. I know that building's not too big enough to hold you, but I thank you for the Spirit of the Living God being there, Lord. Every time we open up the doors of the sanctuary, Lord, we thank you for your presence. Lord, we thank you for your power. Lord, we thank you for your might. Because your word says, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the Living God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for breakthrough. We thank you right now for manifestation of miracles. We thank you right now. Oh, I see it. I see it. I see it, Lord. God is saying more money is coming your way. A greater, glory be to God, a greater abundance of wealth in the name of Jesus. He said, don't try to figure it out. I've already worked it out. Somebody's looking for a financial blessing. Somebody need a financial miracle in the name of Jesus. And I declare the word of the Lord over your life tonight that you have been faithful over a few things. God is about to make you ruler over much. In the name of Jesus, those looking to close on homes, God is saying move forward by faith. Those looking for gainful employment, God is saying move forward by faith. Those looking in the name of Jesus to open businesses or pursuing careers, God says move forward by faith. In the name of Jesus, your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard, nor has it entered into your heart what the Lord has prepared for you. So
Jesus.
God is saying, walk by faith and not by sight, beloved. If you have a sick loved one, God is saying, pray in the name of Jesus. If you have a troubled relationship, God is saying, pray more earnestly for your relationship and for your family. If you have a financial need, if you're standing, glory be to God, hallelujah, in the
yes.
need of prayer for more peace in your mind, more peace in your home, more peace
yes.
in your marriage, more
Jesus.
Peace on the job. He is
hallelujah.
The God of peace. He is the God of the breakthrough. He is
Jesus.
The God of the miracle. He is a
Jesus.
Sovereign God. He is a loving God. He is a powerful God. So, God, you are power. God, you are might. God, you are holy. And aside you, there is no other. So, Lord, I thank you for prayer. I thank you that you're blessing your people. I thank you that you're pouring out a blessing too big for us to receive. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. It will not come back void, but it will accomplish that which you sent it to do. We speak your word on this prayer line. We
yes.
send your word to every household. We thank God for the word of God coming forth at New Creation Church. Thank God for the people of God there, every member. Bless every family. Bless
yes,
every
God.
Ministry. The Most Excellent Way ministry, the children's ministry, the
yes,
marriage
Lord.
Ministry. The young adults ministry, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, bless them. The harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. We pray right now that you send the multitudes to New Creation Church, that you send
yes,
the willful to New Creation Church, that you send the benefactor, send the money into the doors of the church, send
yes,
the
Lord.
Gifts into the doors of the church. Send the
yes,
anointing into the doors of the church. So, Lord, we thank you in advance. We praise you in advance.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory in advance.
Oh,
you said,
God.
If I be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto me.
Yes.
So on this prayer line tonight, we're lifting up the name of Jesus. On this prayer line tonight, we're crying out to Jesus. On this prayer line tonight, we are petitioning and bringing our supplications to Jesus. That
yes.
name which has been given above every name, that
Jesus.
Every knee shall bow and every
Jesus.
Tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So
yes.
we continue
wow.
to plead the blood. We
Lord.
Plead the blood over our church. We plead the blood over our families. We plead the blood over every problem, over every trouble, over every negative situation, and we say, Lord, have your way. Have your way, God.
Have your way,
in
Lord.
The name
have
of Jesus.
Way.
In
have
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Have your
Hallelujah.
Way, Lord. Have your way. Amen. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. If you have a
your
prayer
way.
Request, you still have time in this last 7 minutes to get your prayer request in by pressing 1. And we will lift up your prayer requests individually for you. Amen. For those of you who are part of New Creation Christian Ministries Church, Pastor and I have requested that you bring your prayer request to the altar on this Sunday. Our service starts at 12:30, and if you're not a member, you can come. Bring your prayer to the altar at 12:30 on this Sunday, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. God is getting ready to move mightily in the behalf on your behalf. God's getting ready to move mightily on your behalf. Bring your prayer request to the altar. Write it down. You don't have to put your name on it. If you want to, you can, and we'll lift it up by name. But if you don't want to, just put your prayer request on there, whatever you're believing God for, and bring it to the altar. Hallelujah. So if you have a prayer request tonight, you can press 1. Amen. Hallelujah. And we will take your prayer request. Erica 404. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor
Hallelujah.
Rebecca.
Hallelujah.
God bless
you. God bless you.
Pastor Anthony. Happy
Amen.
Birthday.
God bless
belated
you.
Birthday to you.
Thank
Pastor
you.
Rebecca.
Thank you.
Belated birthday to you. I don't know if I said anything on Facebook, but I did see it, and I don't know if I took the time to say happy birthday or not, but
you
happy
did.
Birthday.
Well, my birthday's
okay.
up to October, so I still have a while to go. But I wanna just ask you to please pray for me, my situation at home. I'm still running my business. Thank God, He deserves all the praise and glory. I just need some prayers. That's all. I just want you guys to pray for me.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your name. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Maria, God. We thank you for her life, oh God. Lord, we just thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For her walk with you, oh God, and her relationship with you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For her witness before others about you, oh God, and of your power, God. And Lord, even now she has come requesting prayer, God. We ask, Father God, that you will bless her, oh God. Lord, you know what she's standing in the need of, Lord. We ask, Father God, that you, Father God, will, Father God, step into the middle of every circumstance, of every situation that she is facing in her home, in her business, in her family, oh God, in her marriage, God. We ask, Father God, that you, Father God, inundate every single area of her life, God. We ask, Father God, that your spirit will flood, Father God, her situation, her circumstances, Lord, flow out into every single area of her life, God. Lord, you are in control. You are the one that she has relinquished all control to, God. So, Lord, you have given her your word. And, Lord, we know that you are faithful, oh, God, to finish the work that you have begun in her life, God. So we are believing you, God, for divine manifestation, every prophecy, every spoken word, every preached word, every word that she read in her Bible, oh, God, every word that she's spoken to her in her secret time with you, oh, God. Lord, she's standing in faith, believing you for your word, oh, God. So, Lord, right now I ask, Father God, that you will manifest yourself, oh God, to her. Manifest yourself, oh God. Manifest your power. Manifest your power, oh God, in the life of this woman of God. She is a woman of God. She is a Zion, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Put your hand upon her life, oh God. And right now, Father God, I come against the spirit of discouragement, God. I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For the joy of the Lord being her strength, oh God. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For releasing your blessing of your prosperity, of your joy, of your peace over her life, God. Lord, let your peace overwhelm her, oh God. Lord, I thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God. The patience of Job, oh God, to hold on to your unchanging hand. Job says, I'm going to wait until my change comes. So, Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for this woman of God standing in faith, oh God, waiting, oh God, for the change, oh God, that she knows is coming, oh God. So, Lord, we bless you and we praise you, oh God. Lord, I pray for her business. We pray for her business. We touch and agree, Father God, that her business will continue to prosper. We touch and agree, Father God, that her business, Father God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we'll bring you glory, oh God. We touch and agree, oh God, hallelujah, for new clients coming in, God. Oh God, we touch and agree, oh God, hallelujah. Even as she is in partnership with her husband, oh God, that they will be able to walk in congruency, oh God. Hallelujah. Unity, oh God. Pertaining to the business, pertaining to God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, praise you for the new thing that you're doing in the life, oh God. In the name of God, behold, I do a new thing. Old things have passed away. Out with the old and in with the new.
Jesus, Lord. Thank
for the new thing, God, that you're doing in Maria's life. A new thing. God just hear God say, I'm doing a new thing. You're walking in new things every day. It's a new day.
Lord.
It's a new life. God's even giving you a new walk and a new talk. He's giving you a new thing. It's a new praise.
Hallelujah,
God is elevating your praise. He's taking your praise. God taking your praise.
Hallelujah.
To a high,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well,
Lord. I see you dancing before the Lord, just dancing, just celebrating
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just dancing like David danced.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord,
just lifting up your hands and praising
you,
him. Hallelujah. Because nothing
Jesus
can take your praise. I just see a determination.
Oh,
there's a determination
you,
that you're going to stay
hallelujah
and continue to praise God. Y'all hear it? Yet will I praise
Lord
him?
Yes.
Will I give him the glory?
Yes.
I give him the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just say, God says, I'm restoring
Jesus
your joy. I'm restoring
yes
your joy. But not
thank
only restoring
you
your joy, but God's taking you to higher heights. He's
thank
taking
you
to
Jesus
higher heights.
Thank
in the
you,
depth,
Lord.
The depths in him,
thank
hallelujah.
You, yes.
And you'll get ready to experience joy. Ah, my God.
Oh, yes, Jesus. Thank you. Thank
God,
you, Lord.
Like
hallelujah.
Never before.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory of joy.
Thank
of
you, Lord. Yes.
Joy for this
yes
season, for this
yes
new season in your life. So, Lord, we just thank you for Maria. I thank you for her life.
Thank
I thank you for
thank
her
you
husband. I thank you, Father God,
thank
for her, what you're doing in her life, God. But,
yes,
Lord,
yes,
I, we just thank
yes
you for this new season, this new season.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
Lord, I
yes
pray for Maria's husband right now. God, I'm being led to pray for your husband. Lord, we pray
yes
for her husband, God. We pray for your
yes
hand upon his life. Lord, I pray that you will
yes
save
Lord
him, God. We pray,
yes,
Father God, that you will you just save him, like save him to the
yes
utmost, God. With no,
yes
nothing missing, nothing lacking, God. That
yes
salvation
Lord
means deliverance, total healing,
yes,
total deliverance. Oh God, we just
total
thank you for the totality. Ah, well,
thank
God, we
you
pray
Lord
for totality in his life, God.
Yes.
Lord, 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 no more back and forth and up and down, but God, that
oh
you will save
God
him
yes
totally,
yes
God. Hallelujah, do a new
yes
thing in his life, huh? Oh, God,
thank
oh,
you,
God,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord,
thank
let him
you
see
Lord
you like never
hallelujah
before, huh? Oh, oh
thank
God. Give him,
yes
Father God,
oh,
hallelujah, a fresh anointing, a fresh
oh
revelation
yes
of
yes
who you
yes
are, huh?
Thank
in the name
you
of Jesus,
name of
heal
Jesus
every broken area
Jesus
in his life.
Yes,
oh, God.
Thank
heal
you, Lord.
Heal every broken area in his life, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. A fresh
hallelujah, Lord.
A fresh healing.
Yes.
A fresh
thank
revelation.
Jesus.
In the name
yes
of Jesus. Break
the name
every
of
chain.
Jesus,
ah.
Lord.
Break every
yes
chain.
Break
every destroy
chain
every yoke. Huh? In the
yes
name of
Lord
Jesus. Remove every
yes
hindrance, God, out of his life, God. Anything that will be standing
Lord
in his God. Hallelujah. Him getting you, God, nearer to the cross, God. Bring him nearer
yes
to you, God. We
yes
ask that you bring
yes
nearer
bring
to you, God.
To you, Lord.
In Jesus'
bring
name. And I cover Maria's household right now. That there will be
yes
nothing
Lord
missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, God. Hallelujah.
Thank
we put
you,
it
Lord
under the blood. I plead the blood
yes
of Jesus. Ah.
Yes,
the blood, Lord, the blood, the blood of Jesus over our household. I plead the blood
yes
of Jesus. We plead the blood. The blood, the blood that cleanses, the blood of Jesus over our household right now. So, Lord, we just thank you for Maria. We thank you,
thank you
God, God, the
yes
stirring of
thank
your spirit
you
in her belly. We thank you for rivers of living water pouring out of her. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for restoration power. Ha! Whoa,
thank
in
you,
Jesus', Jesus name.
Jesus
we thank
name
you for restoration
amen
power. In Jesus'
amen
name. Hallelujah.
Jesus name,
in the name of
hallelujah
Jesus, every weary place, we thank you for strengthening and restoring
yes
and energizing her. In
thank
Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus
hallelujah
name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Restoration,
God bless you.
Healing, and energy.
Yes.
God's giving you restoration, healing,
yes
and energy.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And a fresh anointing is being poured
yes
out over your life
Lord
right
fresh
now.
Anointing.
In the name
yes
of Jesus. Fresh anointing,
name
God. I release
fresh
a fresh anointing. A fresh
yes
anointing. Ah,
hallelujah
my God.
Hallelujah.
A fresh
yes
anointing over her life right now
my
in Jesus' name. Hey,
thank
hey, my
you
God. I feel like running on. Amen. In the name of
amen
Jesus. God
amen
bless you. Maria,
God bless
look
you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. God bless you both. Oh, my God. Thank
Jesus
you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh,
yes,
my
Lord
God.
Thank you.
There is power in prayer. We serve a mighty God. And
there
I just,
is power
I
in
can
prayer.
Feel
yes
it.
Amen.
I feel it. I feel
oh,
it.
Yes.
I feel the
oh,
rivers
yes
being released.
Yes, thank you,
my God. Hallelujah. And I
thank
God for you.
Rebecca. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Yes, Jesus.
The glory. To God be the glory. And we thank God for you. There are times of refreshing to be found in the presence of the Lord. There are times of refreshing to be found in the presence of the Lord. When we come together on these Tuesday nights, we enter into his presence, and he refreshes us. And I just, I'm so faithful. He's so good. He's so awesome.
Yes,
you know, and I just thank God
awesome.
For you.
I thank God for you and for Pastor Anthony. I have a little cold right now, so I really can't. My throat is itching, but thank you
Amen.
For praying for me. Bless you both. Have a beautiful week. And
Amen.
I look forward for Tuesday nights.
Amen.
Someday
I'll
go visit the church.
Cold is God. You're going to wake up tomorrow restored and refreshed because God declared
thank
healing.
You. Yes, Lord.
And
I declare the
healing.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
That's only God. Amen.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So God bless
you
and be healed.
God bless you,
Jesus
too.
Name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you both. Thank you.
Amen.
Have a good night.
Amen. Good night. Amen. Sweet rest. I declare it. We have one more caller, area code 973. You've been holding patiently. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony and Sister Carmen. I'm calling to give a praise report. I was having hip pains, like one hip was hurting, sometimes the other hip was hurting. So I made an appointment with the orthopedic, and I had an appointment for yesterday, and I was like, oh, my God, please don't let my hips be going out on me. And so I was sitting waiting for the doctor to come in, and I was praying. I was saying, oh, God, please. And so even though I thought that I might get a bad report, I was saying, no, God, please. And then his assistant came in, and they did x-rays. And he looked at the x-rays, and he says, your hips are fine. And I was like, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. He said, I have bursitis on both hips, and that's why it was aching so much. But he said, your hips are okay. And I was like, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Right there, I was like, oh, my God, I was, like, so happy. I was like,
hallelujah.
I was so happy because I don't need any other thing breaking down in my body. So I was happy, and I thank God because he is great. He's done so many things in my life. I could never thank him enough. And I just wanted to tell you that God is good. We just have to believe in him. And when we put our trust in him, he comes through for us.
Yes.
Hey, Sister Carmen, just like you happy, you made us happy with that praise report.
Yes. I'm about to I'll tell you, I have to put this computer down and run. Amen. Hallelujah. Run and leap for joy. Hallelujah.
Oh, God is a good God. He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. So God be the glory. And you asked the right one to help you, and he helped you. And that body, that temple of the living God belongs to him. And God, amen, he blessed you. And thank you for sharing that with the group tonight, with the prayer line tonight. We all needed to hear that testimony, so thank you.
Yeah, I did. I don't like to go online, and I said, God, I'm gonna testify on. And then I was like, I don't want. And then I was holding off, and I said, God, I promise that I was, so I will. I'm the last one that I made it.
We all need to hear that. So thank you for being obedient to God.
Yes, thank you, and I love you both. And I know you always pray for me, and I always remember you in my prayers. And I thank God that I came into your life because I really needed you guys in my life.
Amen.
Amen. We love you. We love you back, and thank God that he allowed you to be part of the New Creation Church family, and you've been a blessing to the church and us as pastors. You've just been such a blessing, and God is going to continue to bless you.
Likewise. God bless you,
Amen.
Boy. I love you.
Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. Let me just pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for Sister Carmen. We thank you, Father God, for her testimony. Hallelujah. That she called in. Lord, we thank you for giving her Holy Ghost boldness, God, even as you continue to raise her up in the kingdom of God to be a witness, Lord, of your power, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, hallelujah, for answering her prayer. Even as I read the scripture earlier, that we will call unto you and you will hear our prayer and that you will deliver us, God. Lord, she prayed that there would be nothing wrong with her hips, and Lord, you answered that prayer. So, Lord, we even with the doctor's diagnosis of the bursitis or arthritis in her hips, God, we, Father God, even thank you, Father God, and believe you for healing in that area, God, that you can take
Amen.
Away the pain, Father God, that you can take away the pain of an old age. Even if we rejoice in what you've already done, we anticipate, Father God, what you're about to do in her life, that total healing is over her body from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Lord, as she continues to praise you and continues to worship you, oh God, that you will continue, Father God, to release the balm of Gilead, the healing power, your healing power over her life. So, Lord, we thank you for the joy of the Lord being her strength. And, Lord, for sending you, we thank you for sending Carmen into our lives, God. We thank you, Lord, for her sweet spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her family. And, Lord, we praise you in advance for what you're Lord. About to do. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Carmen, I tell you, your obedience has just opened up a floodgate, and even as you continue to praise God, God is continuing to release more of his blessings upon your life. Anticipate the greater. There's a word over your life that your children would be saved, and God says he's faithful, he's faithful, he's faithful, and he's going to continue to bring in each and every one of your children. One by one and name by name, we cover your children. We cover your household in the name of Jesus. We thank you for God's blessing overtaking every member of your family and your grandchildren and every single member of your family. God says you are blessed and your seed is blessed. So we just thank God for his word over your life and continue to believe God because he's not finished yet. God is going to bless you above and beyond what you can think, ask, or imagine because of your faithfulness to his house and his servants, his pastors. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Have a wonderful week. I'll see you on maybe, I don't know if I'll be there tomorrow because this dizziness is still on and off, but I'm praying that it will go away in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
And it will. And it will. And pace yourself. Sometimes his healing takes a minute for him to, and I believe he does that, allow us to rest in him, to rest in him, and to believe and continue to believe in his power. And we will definitely see you on Sunday, and if you can come out tomorrow, press out. But if not, we know that you're resting in the Lord. So we will see you definitely on Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We love you.
God bless you. I love you too.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Amen. Pastor Anthony.
No, I'm overwhelmed. Take us to the king for Tamala Man or whatever the Lord leads you to do, but I believe the people of God are overwhelmed tonight. We have enough on reserve because God left us
God.
Cold tonight.
Jesus, I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. I don't know if there would be any more prayer requests, but we're going to close out if there are no more prayer requests on tonight, and we thank God for each and every one of you. We're not going to come back on the line. Pastor Andy and I are going to have dinner. We thank God. We ask that you continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Come out and worship God with us. We have our Bible study. Carmen talked about Bible study tomorrow, and she's faithful, but we know she would be there if she could. It's at 7:30 tomorrow p.m. Bible study, and our service is on Sunday at 12:30. We have a service. I have been told that they will have cake and ice cream. Well, I don't know if they'll have ice cream, but we will be celebrating my birthday after service
on Sunday for anybody who wants a little bit of birthday cake. Come on over. And even more importantly than that, come and worship God with us. Listen, we love Jesus. My God, does anybody love Jesus? If you love Jesus, just go ahead and say hallelujah. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. More than anything, I love him. If there had been no Jesus, there would be no me. I would be dead in my grave. I thank God for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep rejoicing in the Lord. No matter what you're going through, rejoice in God. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Don't let this world take your joy. Don't let your circumstances take your joy. I don't know. I just shifted. But I love Jesus, and I just sense somebody here needs to hear that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And as you rejoice in God, God will refresh you. God will restore you. God will give you peace. God will give you laughter. God's getting ready to make you laugh. This world has been trying to get you down. Circumstances have been trying to get you down. People have let you down. But God says, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. But lo, I am always with you. If you put your trust in me, says the Lord, I will carry you through the storm. I will take you through the wilderness. I will be there in the middle of your trouble. God says, I will bring you out, and I will bring you out victorious. If you will continue to trust me and continue to worship me. So come out on Sunday and worship God with us. Come out and hear the preached word. Come out and praise God in the sanctuary. Come out and fellowship in the spirit of the Most High God. Come out and rejoice in Jesus with us on Sunday, on tomorrow. Amen. Be taught in the word of God. And we are New Creation Christian Ministries. We are a church of great power. We are a church that's united. Amen. We are a church. We are the remnant. We are those who will not bow, amen, down to the devil. Amen. We are those who love Jesus. So come and worship God with us. 1482 Maple Avenue. My God, Hillside, New Jersey. And we are looking forward to seeing you. God bless you. Mommy, I love you. I see you out there. I love you. Amen. And I'm going to call you. It's been some week. I haven't talked to you all week. But know that I love you. And I'm going to talk to you soon. Amen. So God bless you, everybody. Pastor said, play Take Me to the King. Amen. So we're going to play Take Me to the King. And look, praise God. Praise him in the middle of it. Praise him anyhow. God bless you. Amen.
Good night, Mom.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to upon your glory and sing to you.
it's my all.